Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. The countdown to Father's Day has begun, and I've got some great gift recommendations for you this week. But before we do that, we just want to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, GoPower. And if you really wanted to get Dad an awesome Father's Day gift, how about a solar setup for the rig?
Oh, it's an idea. GoPower has been powering off-grid adventure since 1996. Visit gpelectric.com to size a power system for your next adventure. All right, so this list of Father's Day gift recommendations for the RVing and camping father is greatly inspired by both the objects you own and a couple of the objects that you might wish to own.
Leaning more towards things that we've used and tested over the years, but there are definitely two or three things here that are kind of on my Father's Day list. They look really cool.
Two or three things? Oh, you have a list for Father's Day,
I thought
Day,
it
huh?
might be helpful if we could knock out the podcast and simultaneously I could present you with my Father's Day list.
Yeah, I was thinking
that
that's
so obnoxious,
exactly what was
isn't
going
it?
On. Yeah, but you've always been incredibly obnoxious about gifts because you just look at it as an opportunity to check things off your wish list. Like, there's no surprising Jeremy. I tried that for years and it just didn't go over well.
Must test all the gear. Must test all the gear.
I think we already have it. I can't imagine having any more. All right. Well, we are going to start off the list with one of our tried and true favorites. This is almost like one of the things that you recommend first to anybody who says, what should I get, you know,
but
my
this particular
husband
one or is new to me. So everybody that camps needs that traditional two-burner camp stove. And everyone's into their Blackstone griddles, and a lot of people love their Weber Qs. But you still need a couple burners, right? Like, you need to be able to boil water. Mm-hmm. You like your scrambled eggs in a cast iron skillet.
Yes,
absolutely. You don't like them straight from the griddle.
Nope.
I agree with you. So we just recently got the Bass Pro Shops two burner high output propane stove. It's $109.99. Then there's a $20 carry bag. This thing is built like a bomb. It is built to survive the apocalypse. The steel on this is just a lot thicker and sturdier than the Coleman camp stoves that are similar.
You were just dissing the Coleman camp stoves the entire time you were using this. You were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is better
when compared to the newer ones.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back 20 years and get a Coleman camp stove,
which
we have those too. You know, they're going to be built like this. But this thing is just rock solid. Like, it's just a lot more sturdy than any other one on the market. I mean, I think you might be paying 10 or 20 bucks more, but it has two 25,000 BTU stainless steel burners, and that's a lot of British thermal units right there. And the build quality is off the hook.
Now, the carry case also has room for those
two of the little green propane bottles.
I like that because that's like a nice little compact carry case.
Even the carry case, it's thickly padded.
Right.
Like, the double combo of this two-burner camp stove and that carry case would make an awesome gift for a dad, particularly one who's just getting into camping and just doesn't have a two-burner camp
stove
yet.
And wants to set up a new an outdoor kitchen, right? So for some newbie RVers, you rely on that indoor kitchen for a while, and then you realize you don't want to be cooking bacon inside. You don't want to be cooking scrambled eggs inside. You really, part of that camping experience is starting to develop that outdoor kitchen.
And how are you going to, you know, boil water for pasta on your Blackstone or your Weber Q? Burners are a necessary part of the camp kitchen equation. I think this is the best one on the market.
All right. Now, the next item on your list, it was really funny. We asked in our Facebook group what a lot of dads wanted for Father's Day. And I have to say, I think this might have been the most requested
it was.
Item.
And that's why I picked this. So I asked on the forum, and everybody seems to want a tire pressure monitoring system. Now, we had Chris Doherty from Trailer Life magazine on the podcast about a month ago, and he recommended the TireMinder Smart TPMS for tire pressure monitoring system. They start at $319. That's for if you have a double axle, and then like the price goes up if there's if you have a triple axle.
And it's
axle.
A little bit of a high price point, but the nice thing is it's a gift that literally will keep on giving over and over and over again on your RV travels. This is one of those one-time purchases.
Can you put a price on safety too?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and a blowout is the most inconvenient thing that can happen to you, and it's also dangerous. So to spend $300 or $400 to get a system like this, I think is pretty awesome. I mean, I don't have one. I would love one.
Yeah, I know. We really need one. So the one thing that I want to say to some people who might be new listeners and out there listening and saying, well, why do I need this? Is, you know, think about the tire that gets a nail in it. It's not necessarily going to blow right away. Even,
like, I'm religious with getting my tire pressure right.
Yeah, but you can still get a nail in it.
And we did.
And so your pressure starts to drop before your tire blows.
Well, remember last summer we got a nail in the tire, yeah. And thank God it all happened within the campground.
Yeah, so
we
saw
set up and we were like, oh, we got a flat tire.
Yeah, but you know, the TPMS is going to warn you, and it's going to be like, oh, one of the tires is losing pressure. You can safely get off the interstate, get to a gas station, and deal with the situation. So it really is worth it.
Chris
every
said
penny.
It's easy to install. And I just want to say that if Chris and Trailer Life magazine say this is the best one or one of the best ones, I trust them completely. This is also a good time to mention that in the show notes for this episode, we'll have links for all these products. So if you're driving right now and you don't want to jot down what it is, just go to rvfta.com later and we'll have links for everything.
All right. Now, the next item is something that you've used a lot over the course of, I think, years now. We've had this line around.
I love this vacuum for the RV. It's the Rigid 4.5-gallon Pro-Pack Wet-Dry Vac, $99.99 at Home Depot. It's like the size of a large toolbox. And I'll be honest.
It looks like that. It just looks like a toolbox with a little handle.
It's easily stored. It's easily packed. It's easy to move around. And I have one of those round, rigid shop vacs, and I hate it. It drives me crazy. It's hard to move around. The wheels don't work very well. It topples over. This one solves all of those problems and more. I keep it in the back of the truck. I use it around the house. And then when we go on RV trips, I just put it under the bed if we need it.
And then the nice thing is I usually have a regular vacuum to vacuum the floor of the RV, you know, and I just want to vacuum the rug in the back or the floors. But you bring this in to kind of do one of those RV cleans where we're lifting up the mattresses and getting along the edges.
I'll put Max or Theo to work to vacuum. Like after we go to like one of our local county parks, it's really sandy.
This will
vacuum up the whole RV. And it's just not big and clunky. It's very easily stored and easy to move around. I absolutely love this thing. And I think I've had it for 3 years now.
All right. Now, another thing that you've had for a very long time is just one of your favorite items ever that you've mentioned on, you know, gift guides and everything.
I almost was like, well, I've mentioned this one so many times, but we have a lot of new listeners. And I just think I'm going to keep recommending this as long as we're podcasting because every dad should have one. It's an awesome tool. It's the Estwing Special Edition Fireside Friends Splitting Tool for about $50 on Amazon, or you could get it at Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops. This thing's a beast. It is perfect for splitting firewood. It's like your traditional camp axe, but it has like a 6-pound head, like a heavier head. So it just splits a piece of firewood like a knife goes through butter. It works really, really easily. And the question you might be asking is, well, why do I want to split my firewood that I buy at the campground? Because it burns faster, it burns quicker, and it burns hotter. It just gets the campfire going better. So every time we have a campfire, I use my Fireside Friend.
And I think this is one of those gifts that can be like the gift for the dad that has everything, right? Like he's like, I don't know what to get them, because it's more of a specialized, long-lasting item. You know, that kind of like very gifty feel to it, handcrafted.
Like I've written in the show notes before, like I will give this to one of the boys one day. You know, I actually have two of them. I'll get a third one. I'll give each of the boys one of these one day. This tool will outlast me, and you just sharpen them and they're like brand new again.
All right. Now we are going to talk about more of your recommendations for Father's Day this year, 2019. But we want to just pause for a minute and thank one of the awesome sponsors of this summer season of RVFTI. A big thanks to Go Power. So having solar power has significantly changed our RVing experience over the past year. And it's almost like remarkable to look back and to think about those experiences that were like aha moments for us with the solar. Like the first time we realized we can drive without that scary, you know, the refrigerator can be on and we don't have to have the propane on because the solar panels on top of the RV are just powering the refrigerator.
It's big things like that, but it's also small things like when the RV is in the driveway, it's always on.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about plugging it in. I don't need to get a 30 amp adapter now to plug in the RV. I just always have power in the RV.
And, you know, we've woken up in the parking lot of a Cabela's and made coffee in our regular coffee maker. And then we've also done big things like we've dry camped at Assateague State Park in the pet friendly loop with no hookups. And we were able to grab one of those sites instead of having to look for a electric site.
And with the solar, and we have large tanks, granted, we can be on a site with no hookups, and it's just not really different than being on a full hookup site.
It is so comfortable.
Except for the lack of AC, and we go to cooler places.
Yes, in the summer. We definitely do. We use the shoulder season and open up the toy hauler door, and the breeze just flows right through. So this season, we're partnering with GoPower to help sort of demystify the solar, you know, process and help you easily understand kind of what kind of solar package might work for you to help you do the same kind of like extra things that you've never been able to do with your RV. So right now you can go and download their free ebook. It's the RV Solar Reference Guide to start. I'll link to it. It's not an easy URL right now. We're trying to get a vanity URL so it's easy to link to for you. But we're also going to take, you know, tips from that guide and we're going to talk about them throughout the season and just kind of make
it easy.
And
we'll have the fine folks from GoPower on. And I just like to say, I think that solar is very intimidating for the average RV user. And I think that GoPower is the best company out there for breaking it down, simplifying it, and educating people about
solar.
That's
their biggest goal, is to educate, which is why they partner with us. They're like, okay, we really want to help people understand, and that's what you guys do. So let's do this. We're always happy to work with companies.
And we're going to talk about some of the smaller portable units too. I mean, they have a range of offerings.
Absolutely. So let's move on to our next few items on your gift guide that you developed out there for the dads. All right. What's up next?
The Cabela's Intensity HD binoculars. We have the 12x50. They're $229.99. From what I understand, like, these are the quality of a pair of $500 binoculars. And what really made me fall in love with them was our trip to South Dakota last year. So if any of your RV trips this year include going somewhere where there's bison or there's wildlife viewing, these were like, this is like MVP gear from that trip last year. And they're very adjustable, so Wesley could use them and I could use them on my big head. Good for the whole family. I keep them in the truck and they're just perfect for those RV trips out west.
We use them so much and I love that we could just time them and like pass them off to one another and that we didn't feel scared for like our 6-year-old to be carrying them because
they come
they're
with
very
the strap,
durable, right?
Come with a good carry case, and they just the price is not you just can't beat that price.
All right, and this list wouldn't be complete without some sort of recommendation for an accessory to go along with the Blackstone, because the bottom line is in the last year you have grown to know and love the Blackstone griddle. I mean, you've basically learned. I mean, to be quite honest, you've like learned how to cook on a Blackstone, like. It's really been almost like the vehicle for you really learning a lot of the things you've learned.
I'm a breakfast ninja now. They have this. I don't have this, but this thing looks awesome. So they just released this Blackstone griddle toolbox. It's $49.99 and it's a steel toolbox, but it holds all of your griddle accessories and it's a 7-piece accessory kit that comes with it. So it's all the tools you need to go along with your Blackstone. And it's this collectible steel toolbox with all these cool like logos on it and Blackstone mottos and writing and cooking outdoors and griddle more. Really, really cool looking product.
And, you know, in an age when everything's plastic, that kind of stands out. It's always nice to get that thing that's not.
It is also hard to find something to store your Blackstone spatulas and accessories, something that's long enough. And obviously, this is designed for them. And it's really, really cool looking. It's very rugged looking. It's kind of for that kind of tough guy dad out there.
Now, if this is available over on the Blackstone website, can people use our code for it? We have a code, right?
Use code RVFTA at checkout. You'll get 10% off and shipping's always free. This is a really unique Blackstone product. You can't get this at the big box store. You can only get
right,
it
so
on their website.
Right, so some of their things you only get on their website, and others you can find out there in the stores.
Well, they've been killing the accessories this year. I mean, they have so many cool new accessories. And this, I think, they released kind of just for a Father's Day gift. So I don't know
as
if
he,
it's...
As he goes, hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how limited it is, but it does look like it's kind of collectible to me.
All right. Now, this is really fun because you're going to find out more about this book later on this very week within our new format. Hope you all are enjoying it so far. You don't just get this episode. You're going to have three more RV Atlas episodes this week. So the next episode that you're going to hear this week is going to be an interview with Dan Whalen.
I couldn't resist putting this on the gear guide, the Father's Day gift guide.
Yeah.
I mean, we're interviewing him and we're going to talk about this book. And I'm so excited about this book. I just had to kind of sneak it onto the list. So Dan Whalen's kind of this mad genius cookbook guy. And he just put out a new book called S'mores. Gooey, melty, crunchy riffs on the campfire classic. And it's got like 60 wild, wacky, crazy, creative s'mores recipes. So you can totally like revolutionize your s'mores game. There's a whole section of classic recipes. Think things like maybe adding Reese's peanut butter cups, right? Instead of just straight up chocolate. But then it goes all the way to the zany, like the Elvis s'more, which has like peanut butter and bananas and bacon. Really fun book. It's cute. It's shaped like a s'more. It looks like a s'more. It has a fluffy cover. It is an adorable gift. So if dad is the one in your family that makes s'mores.
Yeah, if he like wants to like do the show off thing and have fun, really like wowing people. I mean, this is amazing.
And it
this
has little sections. It has little sections on the history of s'mores, on different s'mores personalities. It is an absolutely charming
book.
If
there were like a stocking stuffer version of gifts for Father's Day, this would be it. Right? You get this book, you pair it along
and with... And if you're one of the moms out there...
An S-Wing, yeah.
And you make this... Oh my gosh, pairing this with an S-Wing Fireside Fred.
I just blew your mind.
Wow. I'm almost sad I have both of them because you can't now give
because
me both
now,
of them.
Yeah, just I can't do
and
that.
And this book's like...
I could wrap them up for you and give them to you.
And this book's like $11. So if you want to grab this book or any of the things on the Father's Day gift guide, just head on over to rvfta.com and click on this blog post, which will be the top blog post, and there are links to all these different things.
Now, we have a lot of fathers out there who happen to be like hammock ninjas, right? Like they just get in those hammocks and they nap away. That's not really your bag, baby. I mean, like you don't nap. Almost ever.
It's sad, actually. I mean, I wish I could grab a nap. We have hyper energetic boys.
We do.
Who would just not really let me nap. I mean, we're just going all day long at the campground. But I do have a Grand Trunk hammock, and I do love it. And honestly, for us, what happens more is I will lie down in it, and they all jump in it.
They all get in it.
And we all sort of wrestle in it.
There's no relaxing.
But for your dad, I love Grand Trunk hammocks. For sale at Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, all kinds of other places. I really like their USA flag hammock. This would be hot to get dad for Father's Day because then he'd have it for the 4th of July. And it looks really
cool. It looks nice
at the
campground.
Yeah, it's like an American flag draped out between two trees. This one, the special USA flag one's $99.95. But a regular Grand Trunk hammock, which comes in all different kinds of colors and varieties, is more like $60. I just think these are incredible hammocks. They have a 400-pound weight limit, so all your kids can jump in with you. They're very attractive, and they're super, super comfortable. And maybe one day I'll get to take a nap in one of them.
Maybe. But I also have to tell you to relax these days. It's almost like you've forgotten because I'm like, I'll look at you. You're like so wound up. And like when we were at the campground last week and the boys were just totally off and playing on the water slides, going down a million times. And you were like practically vibrating next to me, like trying to plan the next 2 hours. And I looked at you and I just said, calm down.
Let's get deep for a second. We're at a point in our parenting where we can read books at the campground again. We can read books at the pool. Again.
Not for extended periods of time, but like there's definitely moments
and
where
I'm just starting to realize that. Like you can
relax.
Yeah, the boys can take care of themselves here and there, and I can have a book out. And I did read in the mornings. But I got to get better at doing a little bit of afternoon relaxation.
You just need to like take a deep breath. I mean, like, we do not need to worry about
you
what's coming
next. You work me too hard.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know how to relax anymore. I'm just driving you over here. All right. Now, this is nice. The next thing you put on the list, a shout out to one of our favorite RV experts, Mark Polk. He has the RV book and you can get it on Amazon and it's just the basics,
right? It's a classic. It's a definitive book for somebody getting into RVing. It introduces you to all the systems in your RV. And even if you're a knowledgeable RV owner, it's a good reference book. So we keep it in the RV, and I often find myself, if there's an issue, just double-checking in the book. He also breaks down all the lingo, all the RV terminology. He gives hints for RV shopping, for setting up your campsite. It's a really great all-in-one book.
We love
Mark and Dawn so much from RV Education 101. This is a great book from a reliable source, and every dad should have one for Father's Day.
Okay, now the next item, talking about napping, well, how's that sleeping going?
Some of the dads out there are getting older, right? I know there's a lot of dads listening. Maybe they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s, and you need a comfortable night's sleep. And I just can't praise this Sinus Deluxe Memory Foam mattress enough. I mean, you take a mattress for granted a little bit. But when I think back to how uncomfortable the mattress was that came with the RV, I am so grateful for this mattress.
It took us years to upgrade.
Well, but you know what really made me realize how much I love it? We spent a long weekend in a cabin recently, and I slept like garbage.
Yeah.
And the thing I missed the most about being in our toy hauler was the mattress. It was the single thing I missed the most because I sleep like a baby on that mattress, and so do you, right? Oh,
and it's been years now because we had the White Hawk. I think it's like 5 or 6 years old at this point, and it's still in great shape. Everybody always asks, because it's a memory foam, if it's going to sag. I'm going to tell you, the rental RV that we rented for Disney, that had a topper on it, and that topper had indentations in it that were like fixed indentations.
No offense to anybody. This is so much better than
right, and the
topper.
Toppers aren't that cheap.
And like, how much is this mattress? Between this $200 and $300?
Yes. You know it's Amazon, so you never know, but you can get it at $225.
We've seen it at $220. Yes. I think it might be more like $290
now. And sometimes
now.
It goes up, but it'll come down. And it is ridiculous. You can, if you buy a topper, like, you're going to spend $100.
Look, if you're spending $20,000 on a travel trailer or $50,000 on a fifth wheel, to spend $200 to $300 to get a comfortable mattress is an absolute no-brainer. So we'll have a link in the show notes to the Sinus Deluxe Memory Foam mattress, which it's also in our RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because we've had it for years. Look, I'm a big guy. I have not put an indentation in it.
Right.
Now, we're not full-time.
And
we're in the RV 80 nights a year.
We're also very unequal in our sizes. And we're able to sleep comfortably on this mattress because you can move and it doesn't like shoot me up or anything, you know, which is like what a lot of the bad mattresses do.
I think I sleep better in the RV than I do at home.
I now love our house mattress.
It's cozy.
Too.
But the RV is so cozy.
All right. Now, of course, this wouldn't be a Jeremy gift guide of any kind. If there wasn't a flashlight on it, it would be disappointing.
Every dad should have the Stanley FatMax rechargeable 2200 lumen lithium ion spotlight. It's not the prettiest flashlight, but it's the most awesome flashlight. It's rugged. It's bright. The battery lasts forever. You can also set it up on a little kickstand, God forbid, if you have a breakdown and you need to get under the truck or under the RV. You can also plug other USB devices into it and charge them from this flashlight.
This is your go-to.
It's my
you
go-to.
You have a bazillion flashlights.
This is the one I use.
This is the one I see in your hand all the time. So in all honesty, like, you have pros of a lot of those other flashlights. And you're like, I like this flashlight because blah, blah, blah. But this is the one. We all have that gear that is just the thing we reach for. And this is your
And ultimately,
flashlight.
At the end of the day, like, this, I don't need other ones. Like, this is the one I use. And
this, wait, what?
I don't need the other ones. I have to test them for the podcast listeners, but I don't need them. Every dad needs to have the ability to conquer the darkness.
Can we do like a flashlight flash sale?
No, but we should
Can we sell them?
We should do a story where we combine all these gear
items. Buy groceries?
No, let's do like a little story where we combine all these items. So like, you're sleeping on your Sinus mattress and something goes bump in the night and you have to get your Stanley rechargeable spotlight.
Okay.
And go out and check
you go out
and check the tires to make sure that you didn't get a flat while you were sleeping. Okay, this isn't going anywhere.
I know. You're gonna struggle with the rest of them. All right. So that is your Father's Day gift guide for all of our wonderful RVing and camping dads out there. There's something for the newbie RVers. There's also things for the RVing dad that has everything, I think.
And if you're not in our friendly Facebook group, RVFTA the group, I put up a post asking everybody what they were getting for Father's Day or what they were asking for or what some ideas were. And there were hundreds of different items mentioned. So you want to join our Facebook
group. Yeah, and definitely see some other ideas there too. All right, everybody, a very happy Father's Day to you all, and tune in tomorrow and you'll hear our next podcast episode for the week.
I love doing this 4 day a week. I do. We're almost a daily podcast.
All right. See you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.